This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The Israeli military is battling their way into the heart of the main city in the southern Gaza Strip on Sunday. The latest now from Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan.
The air rumbled with constant explosions and thick columns of white smoke rose over Khan Yunis, which is sheltering hundreds of thousands of civilians who fled to other parts of the enclave. Residents said tanks had reached the main north-south road after intense combat through the night. In the city's Nasser hospital, streams of casualties were brought in on Sunday. This man said his son had been shot by a sniper. Militant group Islamic Jihad, allied to Gaza's Hamas rulers, said its fighters were battling Israeli forces in the area.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan, who says both sides are reporting heavy fighting in the north of the Gaza Strip. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Members of an Israeli community devastated in the attack by Hamas militants on October 7th gathered to mark Hanukkah, the Jewish festival of light, by lighting candles and listening to music.
Hanukkah is a holiday of freedom and lighting the darkness. And we invite the hostages that were kept in Hamas hands that came back 2 weeks ago.
Resident Guy Jacoby, after released hostages, addressed the gathering of displaced residents. Israel says 137 hostages remain in Hamas-ruled Gaza. Economist Javier Milei was sworn in Sunday as Argentina's president and has immediately moved to prepare the public for a painful shock adjustment with drastic public spending cuts. In his inaugural address, he presented figures to lay bare the scope of what he called the economic emergency.